Brain.fm is a science-backed platform that delivers entrainment via music that helps you focus, relax, and meditate. Keep listening to this episode for a special offer just for listeners of Rethinking Podcasting, and thanks to Brain.fm for their support of this show.
This is a voice note with Matt.
Yeah. Hey guys, hope you liked that intro. It was, I can't sing. Let's just put it that way. Anyway, this is a format I want to try. Very quick noise voice notes from me about podcasts and the industry. Things that you can keep up with, and just, they're not enough info for full episodes, but they're of the times, they're of the culture. Just trying to make sure that I keep up with everything and get it to you as quick as possible. So a lot of people are talking about the TikTok ban that is meant to be coming up on January 19th, but I just came off a session of the podcasting morning chat with Mark Ronick and friends, and they were kind of talking around it a little bit. There's a lot of good stuff that you can check out on Mark's YouTube channel as a replay of that that morning chat as a podcast episode. And a lot of them are talking about the effect on creators and users, the availability of TikTok, and whether it will stay or go. I think it doesn't really matter at the end of the day, in my opinion. There's either going to be a decision that TikTok goes away and something comes in to replace it, or there's a decision that it stays and there's a bigger question about why it was brought in the first place and the best way to put, I don't know what you call it, sanctions, whatever, in the US to make sure that the concerns that the government have with the information that ByteDance, the Chinese parent company, might be yielding from its users is good or bad, or how to stop it. Anyway, I think the bigger issue is social media and the limbic hijack game that these big companies play. The idea that they don't really care what happens to the users. They don't really care about the impact. The biggest thing is the attention. They want to make sure that they have everybody's attention at all times, and they're going to make sure that they can keep that attention for as long as they can. That's why the discussion at the moment is why attention spans are going down. They actually aren't, because podcasting is doing incredibly well. But TikTok is very popular. Instagram Reels is very popular. These swiping apps, the doom scrolling apps, they're very popular. And you might get 0.3, 0.5 of a second where someone dwells on something. And if they're not hooked on what they're going to watch, then they're gone. That's why they think the shorter attention spans is the problem. But the point is that these platforms are motivated to keep your attention on the app itself. It's like having a store with a bunch of vendors in it. If you don't like the one selling that one type of soap, you're going to move on to the next one. But if you've paid a ticket to get into the building that has all the stalls that sell this soap, then you've already given them the money. And the longer you stay there, the bigger the chance is that you're going to give them more of what they want. So the attention grabbing, the race to the brainstem, which is how Tristan Harris and Asa Raskin put it in the AI Dilemma on YouTube. I'm going to link that in the show notes. It's definitely worth a watch. Tristan Harris was also part of The Social Dilemma, and that's a Netflix special about the effect of social media and the way that companies have built the platforms to be so, dare I say, addictive. And it's a really important consideration that you just watch and listen and absorb what they're talking about there, because it's talking about how AI will come in to replace social media algorithms, which is a form of machine learning anyway. But the effect that it has on people, and then you'll see the connection with Jonathan Haidt, who has done the book called The Anxious Generation, where in 2011, the birth of Instagram and bigger social media as a capital S, hockey sticked down into a higher suicide rate in teenagers. I think it was men and boys who were committing more suicide than before, and I think it was women that were more anxious and more concerned about the way they look than before. But all this material strings together into a thing where you think about addiction, attention, keeping people absorbed into a single thing. Now, in terms of creators, that's what we want. We want people to be so absorbed in a platform that they enjoy what they're seeing and come over to see the podcast. But the podcast is the destination for us. We don't need to worry about how attention-grabbing a platform is to be able to support it. And TikTok has tried hosting podcasts on their platform. Didn't work. They got rid of it. Probably because they realized that the attention span of the average user was too short. They wanted to move on too quickly. It was a different environment. So that's the first thing, the attention. The second thing is thinking about the overall dopaminergic impact, the way that dopamine, again, mentioning the word addiction isn't the right word, but the dopamine addiction of people on these platforms that keeps them scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. That's the symptom of the attention and the when it hits the brainstem properly and you keep going back for those quick dopamine hits. I think Andrew Huberman described it as having all the books available in a library, but when you get sick of a book, switching the library. And you just get a new hit, brand new environment, new thing to explore, but you can quickly scroll between these libraries and constantly change your environment. It's not like moving from to the next chapter of a book, because they aren't congruent that way. It's all about the fight or flight dopamine hit that you get when you move between these different sections. And podcasting is just built different. We love people to sit down like you are right now, sitting with the host or the host and the guest or the co-hosts and listening for a long period of time. And podcasting retention numbers are still going up. Advertising in podcasting, still going up. The number of podcasts that are active or being created, still going up. And part of the reason that is a thing is because of the way podcasts are built. It's intimate. We're with you. There's no swiping away from us. Or if you do, we're going to be there again for you to pick up where you left off. It's not the same with social media, and it's not the same with TikTok. Now, what I think you should take away is both not panicking about TikTok going away, because there is always going to be another platform. I guarantee you, the owners and social managers of Instagram, of YouTube, of whatever other platform you can imagine, they're salivating to see where the audience will land. Fortunately, we haven't seen the success that, for example, Blue Sky expected with Twitter/X disappearing as a viable option for the populace in general. But at the end of the day, you just got to be ready for things to duck and move, to shuffle. And think of the overall impact that your content is having on the rest of the world. It may be a good idea that TikTok goes away. The fact that everyone's migrating to RedNote, another Chinese-owned social media app, is not a surprise to me. Because I described it on the PMC episode I mentioned earlier, it's like having a candy go off the shelf and then you finding another one that's as close to it as possible so you can keep eating the candy. People, consumers, they want the thing. Whatever form that comes in. And I don't think any kind of petitions or promises or, you know, whatever it is people are trying to grasp onto to make sure that TikTok stays. I think if a candy's going to fly off the shelf, it's because the company decided to remove it. And it's not in the public good for private companies to consider the ethics of what they're doing. As I mentioned, it's all about attention. And the more attention it gets in these days leading up to January 19, in the US, when there's a constitutional decision by the Supreme Court, it's only a good thing for them. So if you're a podcaster thinking about whether you should start on TikTok, do it if you want to. But have a social media plan, think about what works best for your podcast, and just keep doing the podcast thing. Don't think about yourself as a social media influencer. You're a podcaster. And you make amazing content. So keep doing that. Let me know if these are horrible. Again, get in touch with me, business@mbpod.com. You can also find me on Facebook. And there's even a link for you to leave your voice notes to me, and I'll address them on episodes in the show notes. Also, a quick recommendation, Liv Bowery does the Win-Win podcast. I really love the way she talks about the problem of Moloch and game theory in the idea of attention and social media. And she's talked to a bunch of people on her podcast about these topics in a really, really interesting way, addressing the problem. And she loves game theory. She's a physicist, and she's also won several poker tournaments. I think she won like $4.6 million in the last big one that she did. So she knows what she's doing. But anyway, business@mbpod.com. Subscribe for another episode next week, and we'll see you then.
That was a voice note from Matt. Come back.
Oh, yeah. When you're focused and in flow, you're the most productive you'll ever be. Time slips away and the outside world disappears. Reflection and ideation have never been easier. Now, what if music could help you get there, and you could support this podcast while you do? Brain.fm delivers functional music made for your brain that shifts your focus through entrainment. With different modes for deep work, chilling out, sleeping, and even meditating, there's an entrainment model you can use to improve any activity. I personally use Brain.fm's deep work setting when I'm editing podcasts and writing copy because it reduces distractions and reliably brings my brain into flow state. It means I can focus for long periods of time and ignore distractions. There's even a mode for ADHD brains that increases the neural effect level to keep your attention. And I'll admit, I use this one constantly. I urge every podcaster I meet to give Brain.fm a go. And when you head to brain.fm/RTP, that's Rethinking Podcasting, you'll get a 30-day free trial. And when you make a purchase, you'll be supporting this podcast. So head to brain.fm/RTP for your free trial with more focus, deep work, and relaxation. Link is also in the show notes.